Hello, BTN News listeners. As many of you know, the news show is entirely made possible by donations from listeners like you. The news show is not sponsored in any way. And because of this, the only way how the news show can continue is through your contributions. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. There, BTN people. Yeah, sorry, we're a little late today. It's Monday. That's my only excuse. Oh, and maybe that it's also a new month, too. Yes, it is the 1st of June, 2020. Got all the best technology news that's been happening over the weekend, and it's coming for you right now in about 5 minutes. Well, it's Monday. We're going to start off with the hacker news. This time it has everything to do with all those Apple people out there. Apparently, the sign in with Apple, you know what I'm talking about, that really secure private login option? Yeah, I guess it wasn't. According to a security researcher, whose name I'm not even going to attempt to even try and say, apparently there was a way around that, letting you sign into a service when available through third-party apps. Now, if the app didn't have its own security measures, an attacker could forge a token linked to any email ID and then verified it as valid using Apple's public key. Yeah, not good. What is good, though, it's been fixed. We have liftoff. In fact, we've got a lot more than liftoff now. Those of you I'm sure already know, SpaceX, yep, successful launch over the weekend. And we've got more success to tell you now. The crew is actually successfully docked with the International Space Station. This is the second milestone for SpaceX. First one, yeah, getting off the ground successfully and all safe and sound. Now we've got it linked up to the International Space Station. We're just waiting for that third milestone, returning back safely. In fact, it's the one Elon Musk is most worried about. Now, as far as the docking went, hell, it was a piece of cake. It was all automated. And from what we gathered from the flight crew, it's just kind of, you know, they could sit back and just kind of take it easy. Yeah, that's the way you do space travel. Now, SpaceX and the crew, they get a little bit of R&R time for at least a little while. They'll perform checks on the Crew Dragon while it's docked at the ISS. You know, kick the tires a little bit, make sure everything's up to par before they break away. And finally, Zoom encryption. Don't really hear about that, do you? Well, that's because you didn't pay for it. Yes, apparently, if you want your Zoom calls to be as secure as possible, well, pay up. At least that's what we're reading over there at Reuters. Apparently, the company is offering stronger video conferencing encryption only to paying customers. Now, apparently, this is going to change. In fact, as of doing this right now, it may have already changed, being the fact that a lot of customers weren't happy about hearing this. Meaning, for non-paying customers, yes, there should be some better encryption coming soon. Any bets, though, won't be as good as the paying subscription? Yeah, that's how these things usually work. Though Zoom did really want to stress to the public that they do have that AES 256-bit GCM encryption, and that's available for everybody. Have you got a story and no one else is listening to you? Well, send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website, of course, is located at britishtechnetwork.com. Get subscribed to the news show over there, as well as the Mac Show, the Big Show, and the Photo Show, too. Of course, all of our wonderful shows you can find on iTunes and other popular podcast platforms. You can find us over there on Facebook as well at British Tech Network, or give us a follow on Twitter, of course, at British Tech, or come by our community over at our Slack room by visiting britishtech.slack.com. The news show, of course, will be back at your way for your Tuesday installment tomorrow, hopefully a little earlier. I'll try my best. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours, but until then, hope you're having yourself a fantastic Monday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.